KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. On College Hoops last night, Seth Tuttle finished with 12 points, and Deion Mitchell scored 9 of his 11 in a first half, where number 23 Northern Iowa missed just 2 shots from the floor, helping the Panthers cruise past Denver 65-55 Wednesday night as they moved to 9-0 for the third time in school history. Northern Iowa hit 15 of 17 attempts, that's 88%, in the opening half from the floor to build a lead that stretched to as many as 22 points. That cushion was enough as the Panthers held off a Pioneers squad that usually plays them tough, with all 3 of the previous meetings decided by 6 points or less. The last time Northern Iowa began with 9 straight wins was 1963-64 under coach Norm Stewart. The team finished 23-4 that season. Elsewhere in top 25 men's college hoops last night, top-rated Kentucky survived a scare from Columbia. Kentucky never led in the first half, falling behind 11-0 right out of the locker room, but the Wildcats rallied in the second half to post a 56-46 victory. Also, number 5, Wisconsin, a winner over Milwaukee, 93-54. Ninth-ranked Gonzaga beat Washington State, 81-66. Number 10, Kansas, over Georgetown, 75-70. 12th-ranked Ohio State beat High Point, 97-43. 13th-ranked Utah over BYU, 65-61. Number 18, San Diego State, a winner over Long Beach State, 60-59. 19th-rated Maryland beats North Carolina Central, 67-56. And number 24, St. John's over Fairleigh Dickinson, 74-52. In college football news, Wisconsin Athletic Director Barry Alvarez says he hopes to have a replacement for Coach Gary Anderson before the 17th-ranked Badgers bowl game January 1st. Anderson is leaving for Oregon State. Alvarez says Wisconsin seniors asked him to coach them at the Outback Bowl against Auburn and that he would make that decision soon. Anderson replaces Mike Riley, who left the Pac-12's Beavers to accept the head coaching job at Nebraska after the dismissal of Bo Pelini. Oregon State finished this season 5-7 and had 2 conference wins, but one of those came at home against then number 7 Arizona State. Wisconsin's also losing running back and Heisman Trophy finalist Melvin Gordon. He'll skip his senior season. He wants to enter the NFL draft. Gordon has run for a Big Ten record 2,336 yards going into the Outback Bowl on January 1st. When the 17th-ranked Badgers will face number 19, Auburn. Unlike the departure of Coach Gary Anderson for Oregon State, this move was expected in Madison. Also in college football news, Arizona linebacker Scooby Wright won the Lombardi Award as the nation's best lineman. The sophomore edged Clemson senior defensive end Vic Beasley, Washington senior linebacker Haole Kikaha, and Ohio State's sophomore defensive end Joey Bosa for that award. Bishop Gorman High School coach Tony Sanchez is set to take over UNLV's football program. The 40-year-old Sanchez was 85-5 at Las Vegas Bishop Gorman, the top-ranked high school team in the country. They won 6 straight Nevada high school state titles. Well, the Big 12 football coaches selected their all Big 12 teams, and 7 Cyclones were awarded postseason honors for their performance on the field. Senior tight end E.J. Bibbs was an all Big 12 first team selection, while senior offensive lineman Jacob Gannon, senior center Tom Farniok, senior defensive end Corey Morrissey, and sophomore place kicker Cole Netton all earned honorable mention accolades. Freshman safety Kamari Cotton-Moya was named the Big 12 Freshman of the Year, and rookie wide receiver Alan Lazard was an honorable mention pick on the all-rookie team. In NFL news, Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton has been discharged from the hospital following a 2-car crash Tuesday that left the 2-time Pro Bowl quarterback with a pair of fractures in his lower back. Team spokesman Charlie Dayton says that Newton has gone home to recuperate with his family and that he is stiff and sore, but otherwise in good spirits. Newton is thankful to be alive after escaping a horrific-looking automobile accident without any life-threatening injuries. Newton has been ruled out of Sunday's game against Tampa Bay as Derek Anderson will start in his place. The NFL has a new personal conduct policy. Commissioner Roger Goodell announced the changes from the owners' meetings in Irving, Texas. A special counsel for investigations and conduct will oversee initial discipline. The commissioner also may appoint a panel of independent experts to participate in deciding an appeal. Under the new plan, Goodell will retain authority to rule on those appeals. The Players Union has sought negotiations with the NFL on any revamping of the policy and said Tuesday that it would reserve the right to take any and all actions should the owners act unilaterally. The union could consider the changes by the owners as a violation of the collective bargaining agreement reached in 2011 to end the lockout of the players. Chiefs running back Jamaal Charles, linebacker Tom Bahali, and tight end Anthony Fasano were held out of practice Wednesday with knee injuries. All of them are considered day-to-day, according to Chiefs coach Andy Reid. Defensive lineman Alan Bailey also missed practice as he continues to recover from a concussion, but wide receiver Junior Hemingway returned to the field after passing his concussion tests. Hemingway had missed the previous two games. The Chiefs have lost three straight, putting their playoff hopes in jeopardy as they stand at 7-6. They play the Oakland Raiders on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. Houston has placed top overall draft pick Jadeveon Clowney on the injured reserve list 2 days after he had microfracture surgery in his right knee. That surgery was the second this season for the outside linebacker. That move ends a tough rookie year for the 21-year-old who had sports hernia surgery in the offseason and a concussion in training camp before injuring his knee in his first NFL game. In baseball news, the Dodgers have acquired second baseman Howie Kendrick from the Los Angeles Angels, and they're working to obtain shortstop Jimmy Rollins from the Philadelphia Phillies in a remake of their middle infield. In a flurry of moves late Wednesday, the Dodgers dealt all-star second baseman D. Gordon, right-hander Dan Heron, infielder Miguel Rojas, and a player to be named or cashed to the Miami Marlins as part of a seven-player trade for left-hander Andrew Heaney, right-hander Chris Hatcher, infielder Kiki Hernandez, and catcher Austin Barnes. The Dodgers then sent Heaney, considered one of baseball's top pitching prospects, to the Angels for Kendrick. Dodgers president of baseball operations Andrew Friedman wouldn't say how close he is to finalizing a trade for Rollins or a $48 million four-year contract with free agent pitcher Brandon McCarthy. The Dodgers also have been talking about dealing outfielder Matt Kemp to San Diego. Elsewhere around the winter meetings, the Chicago Cubs improved their rotation as they came to an agreement on a multi-year contract with free agent John Lester. That six-year pact is worth $155 million and averages out to $25.8 million per season, the second highest for a pitcher behind the deal Clayton Kershaw agreed to last year with the Dodgers. Lester began last season with the Red Sox but was traded mid-season to the Athletics. Closer David Robertson and the Chicago White Sox finalized a $46 million four-year contract. The 29-year-old right-hander gets $10 million next year, $11 million in 2016, $12 million in 2017, and $13 million in 2018 under that deal. Robertson took over for New York Yankees closer Mariano Rivera after his retirement. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.